From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Food and Drug Administration has approved three new test kits to help food manufacturers detect the presence of peanuts in their products. The announcement last week was good news for consumers who are allergic to even trace amounts of peanuts. But as NPR's Rachel Jones reports, consumers still need to be careful.
If manufacturers want to ensure that traces of peanuts don't show up where they aren't supposed to, they must use separate machinery for products or carefully clean machines between batches. Now, with the new test kits, they can be sure they've cleaned thoroughly. Douglas Park, who heads the Division of Natural Products for the FDA, says his office was looking for a gold standard of sorts in the new test kit.
We wanted to have confidence that the kit could be used by the industry, by regulatory agencies, or any organization which has a desire to make sure that the product is free of the peanut.
Park says the kits, which are produced by companies in Germany, England, and the United States, contain test strips with an antibody that detects peanuts and even trace amounts of peanut protein. Park says that for the first time, manufacturers and regulators have a highly precise tool.
Our primary concern was that if there are peanuts in that product greater than 5 parts per million, that needs to be on the label.
In recent years, some major food manufacturers have proactively warned customers about possible traces of peanuts on their labeling. But with all their best efforts, numerous severe allergic reactions and even some deaths occur each year. Nearly 7 million Americans are allergic to foods like peanuts, shellfish, wheat, and soy. Peanuts cause some of the most severe reactions, especially among the 8% of children younger than 3 who have food allergies. Though the food manufacturing industry welcomes the new kits, researcher Jupiter Young recommends continued consumer caution.
Unfortunately, nothing is 100% guarantee or 100% risk-free.
Young is principal scientist for the National Food Processors Association. He says the test kits are reliable to an 80% level of confidence. And the kits aren't cheap, ranging between $450 and $650. Young says large manufacturers may need to use thousands of kits every year, but that cost probably won't deter companies eager to avoid costly lawsuits. However, Young says that cost may be prohibitive for smaller companies.
They may not have a standard operating procedure for their sanitation, or they may not have the allergen control program. They may not control their ingredient as much as the bigger organizations.
Consumer advocates hope the kits will spur more regulation by the FDA. Ann Munoz-Furlong heads the Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Network.
When there is a consumer complaint, the agency should be able to go into the plant, do an inspection, and confirm or try and follow up if the company has done their job in cleaning up the whatever problem was that caused this consumer complaint.
Furlong says the bottom line in this process is labeling, because until researchers develop a reliable home test kit for food allergens, manufacturers need to make sure they accurately list all possible contents of their products. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.